This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Derby time, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for May 5th, episode 1691, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World, it's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
And it's like triply everybody's favorite day of the week because it's Oaks Day and tomorrow's Derby Day. And I just...
Badminton.
I'm so excited. And badminton. And Alisa Wallace just went and she did amazing. She got like a 53. So not
a great
super amazing score. But oh my gosh, amazing trot extensions. Holy cow.
And it's badminton.
It's badminton too, and we still have a Rolex Hangover. Oh my God, could spring be any more exciting in a horse in horse life?
No, it can't. It's not any more exciting than this.
So
and it all comes together. It all comes in the same 2 weeks. It's all packed in.
It's like you got my husband's like, you're staring at your phone all the time. I'm like, I have research to do. I have to come up with an Oaks pick, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. But first, Jennifer, tell us what's coming up on today's show. It's busy today.
Crazy busy coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition. Ashley Klein is going to be calling in with this year's Derby Lifestyle Report live from the Crazy Hat Capital of the World. Plus, Dean and Patty Reeves, that's right, the folks from Reeves Racing, Mucho Macho Man, they're going to stop by and tell us about their contender in the Ali Sheba Stakes, Breaking Lucky. And then later on, Gene Abernathy and David Thelwell are going to take us to our happy place with the story behind our favorite cartoon equines. And coming to the finish, still full of plenty of run, it's Really Bad Ads. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Wow, a lot going on. I did want to mention for our auditors, before we get to our daily winnies, our auditors, we are going to be opening up a chat in the auditors room tomorrow morning, like at 6:30 for badminton, which is when the cross country starts at badminton, for everybody watching can chat, and then also a half an hour before the Kentucky Derby. So that'll be happening in the auditors room. Speaking of auditors, my Daily Winnie goes out to new auditors this week, and there's a pile of them. Cindy Bougards, Lindsay LaCoursière, Joel Lambert, Cade Smith. By the way, Joel Lambert is just because he's keeping an eye on his wife in the auditor room.
Smart.
Cade Smith, Jill Elbricht.
Elbricht.
Emily Parmenter?
Why just say first names?
And Rebecca Brasher.
I know.
I want all Smiths in the auditor room.
You're the worst.
I am. I admit it. And then Nick Hayes awesome. Increased his pledge. So look at all them. Those new shiny auditors joining up. We appreciate them very much. And I know all the hosts thank you because they get a pay increase every single month. Half of that money goes to the hosts. And it's all because of you guys. So
love you guys.
I know they all appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, baby Zara is so big and cute. Sorry, I just heard the whinny. So my daily whinny goes out. You know what? It's going to be a good weekend. It is Oaks Day. It's Derby tomorrow. I'm actually throwing a surprise party for a friend tonight. I have my mom is coming in. Now, that bad part is my husband is deploying. He's leaving on a mission. He's only going to be gone a week. And it sounds like he's like, last night he was like, well, I'm really busy right now. I'm packing for my combat mission. And I said, honey, you're going to Fresno. Like, really? So yes, my husband is deploying to shiny sunny Fresno for the week. So that's where you can find
He's either coming to Florida. He gets all the worst assignments, Florida, California.
I guess they have to go out and fight a guard unit of F-15. So it's like Fresno. Woohoo. So anyway, yeah, I'm packing for my combat mission. So I'm kind of busy. I just laughed in his face. I was like, you're going to Fresno.
And what's he have to pack? A couple flight suits, right? Yeah, and some boots.
Yeah, yeah. He actually has to pack a lot because they fly over water, and that changes everything. The water temperature is less than 60 degrees, they have to fly in these like super suits, and I don't know, whatever. I don't pay that much attention. I just laughed because he's like, excuse me, I'm deploying and packing for my combat mission. I was like, you're going to Fresno. I'm the best Air Force wife ever. Aren't I so supportive?
Yes, you are. You're so supportive. Well, let's, speaking of going places, there's somebody that's in Louisville right now, a friend of the Horse Radio Network. Her name is Ashley Klein. She is with Grand Slam Social. And you're in Louisville. You got in yesterday, right?
I did. Yay!
Has the party started, Ashley?
Have you been drinking all night?
It has. No, actually, no. But I was at the Taste of Derby last night. The party was amazing. It was actually my first time going to the Taste of Derby. And it was just, it really showed the excitement from the city. And people were already wearing their hats and fascinators and just totally dressed and ready to go.
So what is the Taste of Derby? Is it just a whole night of eating and drinking, Ashley?
It really, pretty much. I mean, there was a lot of dancing as well. Basically, they have chefs from all over that do stations on different tastes of the tracks. And so you just go and you eat all different types of food. They had different wine pairings for each station, and it really was just kind of like an all-encompassing welcome party for Derby.
Jamie would have been under the table in about 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the wine was flowing.
I bet it was. Well, Ashley, you're heading over to, you went last year too, right? With this same company?
No, actually, this is really my first time at Derby. I've been to Churchill several times for other races, but this is my very first Derby experience.
Oh, how cool.
Typically, I'm off-site reporting remotely from where I am, but this is actually the first time it's been able to fit into my schedule properly and everything lined up, so I'm excited.
I bet you are.
A good weekend.
I bet you are. Now, what kind of things will you be doing? You're actually working, though, right?
Well, I'm here as a guest of Wanji, and we have a pretty in-depth itinerary. We head to the races this morning around 10 o'clock, and we're going to be dropped off at the Mansion, which is a exclusive space where we're going to be getting ready and entertained all before racing begins. And then we will be attending the Longines Prize of Elegance, which is a fashion event where all of the women and men come to this event and they show off their Derby attire for the day. And then at the end, there's a prize and they give away one of the Longines watches, which is amazing. I would love to win one of those.
Oh my gosh. With the biggest sponsor. You're a guest of the biggest sponsor of the Kentucky Derby. You are living well. And you know, you're talking about all these amazing parties and all these wonderful things you're going to do. And all I could think was, oh my God, your feet are going to really hurt after walking in heels all day.
Spoken like a horse girl.
I hear it's a pretty pampered experience being in the Mansion. So I'm sure my feet will be at rest for a lot of the day. So I'm like, I'm really living in a princess world right now because, I mean, everyone I've talked to is like, oh my gosh, you're going to the Mansion? That's like really off limits to everyone else. So I've never experienced Derby, and apparently this is really the only way to do it in a great way. So I'm really, really excited. I'll be taking lots of photos and videos and tweeting live and all of that from Equestrian Stylist.
Yeah, that's your blog, right? You have equestrianstylist.com?
Yes.
So we can, but I was over there reading, because the other thing that Ashley's got going on, like being at the Derby isn't, and you actually get to watch the race tomorrow from there, right?
Yeah, I do. And all the races today. So the Phillies, it's Philly day for Oaks, as you guys know. So I'm excited to see a lot of the pink, and I hear some of the jockeys, if not all of them, will be wearing pink riding pants. And, so it's going to be a lot of pink and feminine wear at the track today. And then for Derby tomorrow, again, we'll probably see a lot of bright colors and florals and big, big hats. So,
all right. So Ashley, if you're
pissing
be there,
Jamie off right now, by the way.
Oh, I would live vicariously through you. I just think it's amazing. I'm going to follow you on Facebook so I can see all of your photos, because it just sounds luxurious. Now, I got to know, though, before we let you go, you got to have a pick. You got to be able to tell people, oh, this is my pick and this is why. So do you have an Oaks pick? Do you have a Derby pick?
So my Oaks pick, I believe I'm going to go with Daddy's Little Darling today. I mean, really, with the rain happening, it's kind of anyone's game out there. But I did see her run in the mud, and that's why I'm going with her. And then for Derby...
Her mother was a mutter. Sorry.
One of my... Her mother was what?
I said her mother was a mutter. Sorry.
Oh, that's cute. And so tomorrow...
She's going to use that
I'm
later.
I'm going to be rooting for Gormley.
Well, yeah!
That's a pretty good pick.
Gormley, I love him. I actually saw him at the Breeders' Cup, and Victor is one of my friends, and he's like a great jockey under pressure, and I've seen him ride in the mud, and Gormley to me is like, he just looks like a little pony with that cute face with the blaze. I just have this thing for him. So
hold on,
I go with him.
I gotta stop. I gotta stop. Did you just say that you're friends with Victor Espinoza? Like really casually?
He is definitely a casual friend. We do a lot of work with him with Breeders' Cup. So he's one of our passing friends.
All right, Ashley, here's the deal. I'm going to believe you and say, oh, Victor Espinoza is a friend of mine. If I will believe you the day you book him on the show. Please.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I will reach out. He's been super busy. It's always like kind of shuts off like during Derby week, but.
No, anytime is fine. Craziness. I absolutely love him. I voted for him on DWTS. Okay, awesome. Glenn, that's Dancing with the Stars for
okay,
those
thank
who
you.
Don't know. He's amazing, and I love him, and I would love you forever if you could get him to be a guest. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, I'll definitely reach out. There's actually a picture floating around of him showing me a dance move from Dancing with the Stars.
Now Jamie really hates you.
You know what you are, Ashley. You're my spirit animal.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Yeah, you're my spirit animal.
Well,
I'm gonna live through you.
We will have to get together when I'm back in Florida. So thanks, guys, for everything.
Great.
I'm excited.
Well, Ashley, I also before you go, real quick, I just want to congratulate you also, because like that's not good enough. She's getting married in a couple of weeks. To this really hot guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that. There's that little thing.
Not to Victor.
It's a whirlwind.
Yes.
No.
Is he a horse guy, Ashley? The guy you're marrying?
He loves horses. He actually wanted to get a horse in college, and then his friends talked him out of it because he didn't realize the cost involved and where he was going to keep it. So now that he has met me, he's actually more involved. He's amazing. I mean, I go out of town and he takes care of my horse for me and gives him a bath and walks him around. So, you know, he's not an active rider per se, but he's very involved with the farm and the horsey world.
Well, congratulations, Ashley. I'm looking forward to seeing pictures of the wedding, too. And if you want to, give your blog again, because you can go see pictures of the bachelorette party, which was really different and a lot of fun. What was that? What was the dress again?
It's equestrianstylist.com.
All right. Well, you just made everybody super jealous this morning. Well done, Ashley. Well done.
Oh, thank you, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, see you, Ashley.
Have fun. That sounds amazing. Have fun. All right.
Now, there's a life.
I'm going to do a blog on equestrian fashion and equestrian travel and equestrian art, all those things. And I wouldn't get much written, but at least
get invited to the coolest places. I mean, one of their clients at Grand Slam Social is the Breeders' Cup. So there you go.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's fun. Well, and it's pouring, by the way, down rain there right now. It is coming down in bucketfuls in Louisville right now. Now, it is supposed to end in the next couple of hours, so by race time, it should be over. Well, we're going to bring a special guest on. She's been with us before and been on the show many times. Well, I don't know if she's ready yet. So let me give the other special guest a call. We have to do this live on Skype because he is coming to us from England. And that's David Thelwell, who is, and you might know that, the Thelwell Ponies, right? He is the son of Norman Thelwell, who was the one who originally came up with the Thelwell Ponies. And we're going to give him a call live here because we can't call through the system to England. So I'm going to add him in. And also at the same time, I think we have Gene Abernathy, a longtime friend of the show. And of course, everybody knows her art and her books. And Fergus, good morning, Gene.
Good morning, Glenn. It's good to hear your voice, sir.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you again. And I think we have David on here as well. Hi, David.
Yes, hi.
I'm so glad you got to join us today.
It's David, hello.
Hi. Yes. Is that Gene and Denise?
And we are so glad that you guys could join us today and get the two of you together on the air here with us. I don't know where to start here. It's like having two legends on the show. David, you're the son.
Well, I'm not a legend.
What's that?
Yeah.
You're the son of Norman, obviously, and it's his 60th anniversary of his drawings and of the Thelwell collection, and I have the book right here, Pony Cavalcade. How did he, where did this whole concept start with him?
Well, I think when he grew up, he always drew, and when he was like teenage, I think it was, the war started, so everything stopped, and he was busy with other things. It was after the war finished, the army paid for him to do a course, a degree course at art college, and went from there. Although he had been sending cartoon ideas into magazines, even while he was away in India.
Now, as I understand it, he did his first pony cartoon in 1953.
Yeah.
And
he did cartoons for Punch magazine, and he did various other subjects, but it wasn't until he did his first pony one that suddenly everything took off.
So people really liked the pony ones? Is that what happened?
Well, there was an instant reaction, as there is even today, to the pony drawing, cartoons. So I think he was asked to do a page of pony-based cartoons, and there was an instant reaction from people who read the magazine. So, and that was fed back to him. So, it was a bit of a one of those moments when something happens that really made a big difference.
How long did he do the pony cartoons?
He carried on doing them all his life. I think he thought once he'd done half a dozen that he'd sort of exhausted the subject, but people wanted more, so that's what he did.
And how old was he when he died?
80.
Oh, wow. Okay. So he lived a, yeah, a good long life then. Now, And then
had a good career.
How did the, Gene, how did the relationship between the two of you come about? And then we'll talk a little bit about this 60th anniversary and what the, all that's about.
Well, the relationship between Wood and myself is actually very recent, because it is the same publisher, the brilliant Trafalgar Square Books people, that have released the Selwell drawings, and they're all publishing books. And so I was given the mission. Would you like to speak with David Selwell?
Well, Gene, hold on a second. We have a terrible... Gene, if you... Gene, can you hear me? We have a terrible connection with you. I'm going to have I'm going to put you back on mute and see if Jennifer can get that fixed, because we're only understanding about every second word. So, when did they come to you, David, and say, "Okay, let's put out an anniversary," or did you go to them?
We're still Methuen still published quite a few of the books of about 30 books that he did originally. And some are still in, quite a lot are still in print. And actually 10 years ago, we told the publisher in Britain, Methuen, that it was the 50th anniversary and it would be nice to celebrate that. But as it happened, nothing happened on that. So I thought, well, it's the 60th this year, so I'll press and see if they can do something a bit special for that.
And? And they did.
And yes. Well, yes, they've certainly done it. I'm not sure how they arranged with Trafalgar Square Books, but I think it's their contact in America. And they wanted to do the same. So, you know, through Methuen, they've produced their own version.
Now, this is the cartoons, I mean, through the years, and you talk about, when we started these shows, David, 9 years ago on the Horse Radio Network, somebody said to me, after a couple of weeks, what are you going to talk about? Because our shows were all about horses. So, you know, he did six drawings, and people were saying, well, what are you going to talk about? And, you know, 9 years later, 6,100 episodes, we haven't run out of things to talk about yet. And when I look through this book, it's the same way. Everyone is different.
Yes. The first book was Angels on Horseback, which was published in 1957. And a publisher who he knew sort of suggested he do a book because the cartoons in Punch were quite popular. And so he sort of guided him into how to present a book using the cartoons, but making it readable as a book. So Angels on Horseback was the first book that he ever had published.
Well, I'm looking at one of the cartoons here, David, and it reminds me of my co-host Jamie, because the pony comes up to a water jump and stops dead and dumps her right into the water. Kind of reminds me.
Why does that remind you of me? What?
You might have fallen off a few times riding cross country. That's the only reason it's reminding me.
I would never claim it.
And you might have a horse or two that are this fat. Matter of fact, I have a pony that's this fat. So, well, this is so cool. Now, did you take up drawing? Do you do art?
Yes, I do wildlife. I don't really do cartoons. I think it's a very specialist subject. And as it happened, my dad was just decided that was a niche that gave him a chance to earn a living, and he obviously had the knack for it. And thinking up ideas takes a special way of thinking, I think.
Well, and he obviously has become, I mean, I'm sure he didn't think that around the world, to horse lovers around the world, he became a household name. Thelwell is a household name to every horse lover in the world, and I'm sure he never thought that when he drew the first six.
Absolutely not. No. I mean, he was just a cartoonist trying to earn some money to raise a family. And I suppose he was doing something that he really enjoyed and he put his heart and soul into it. And that comes through. But yes, it was a lucky strike, really, that he liked horses and liked doing cartoons of horses, and people loved to see them. So, you know, I think he was as surprised as anybody at this success.
Now, in that day, that's kind of a question you don't have to answer, but in that day, I imagine the pay wasn't great for doing cartoons.
No. Things like Punch paid a fairly ordinary fee, but his first job was teaching a teacher at an art college, and quite quickly he was earning more from his freelance than teaching. So, you know, although he didn't always earn a lot of money, sometimes it could be quite good. And I suppose, like anything, if you're successful, you can start to do quite well at it. But it's, you know, he always seemed to be quite well paid, and he was always very busy. I mean, he worked very hard to achieve that.
Well, we are speaking to David Thelwell, who's the son of Norman Thelwell, and we also, I think, have Jean back with us. Are you back, Jean Abernathy?
I am back, Ben.
Oh, much better. We can actually understand all your words now instead of every third one.
Oh, great. So, now I know which is the best phone in the house.
There you go. So tell us again, start over. How did you get involved with this whole project?
I was invited, much to my delight, by our publishers. The brilliant girls at Trafalgar Square Books are publishing Norman Thelwell's Pony Cavalcade, and they are also publishing Fergus's books. So when they invited me to combine efforts with David, I was completely chuffed, absolutely. And to double the delight, I also learned in the process that David is also an illustrator. So we've just been having a great time combining efforts on some of these drawings. I'm so completely honored, because I was just a little kid when some of these books came out. I'm sitting here with a leg at each corner in my lap, and this was published in, let me see, the first one was, what, 1969, David?
57.
Yeah. Yeah. First paperback, 1969. Well, see, I was born in 1961, and so I was just a little kid when this started to happen. I think I was in my teens when I first saw Norman Thelwell's work.
Well, now,
and I had never had riding lessons, and so I wasn't even familiar with some of the terminology for English riding, but I was delighted by it nonetheless.
Well, and, you know, I kind of think of Eugene as the modern day. You're kind of the modern day Thelwell with Fergus. You know, we had the Thelwell ponies, obviously, the fat, cute little ponies, and then you've kind of taken it to Fergus. I kind of view you as the two generations here of cartoon artists in the horse world.
Well, thank you, Glenn. That's such an honor to hear you say that. There's only so many ways you can make a fat, round, hairy pony. And so my Grace the Pony character often conjures up memories of Thelwell. I kind of leaned Fergus away from that, maybe a little bit deliberately, but Fergus, as you know, is kind of scraggly and skinny and bony, yep. And he doesn't have any round places.
Right. He kind of looks like a pony that Jamie just got, actually. He kind of looks like that.
Oh, I want a photo.
No round places. Well, Jean, you came out with the book, The Essential Fergus, and we've talked about it several times on here. We absolutely love that book, and we are sending it out to Jamie next because she has a 3-year-old who I think is going to love this book. But the one you don't get, Jamie, you don't even get to look at it. You have to buy your own, is Thelwell's Pony Cavalcade, because Jennifer, my wife, has claimed it. She's written her name in it. This book is not going anywhere. This is going on the shelf. And I think that there are going to be a lot of collectors out there or a lot of people just with the memory of Thelwell, David, thanks to your dad, that are going to take this book, and it's going to go on the shelf permanently. We need a favor from you two, though. Thanks to our good friends at Trafalgar, who are friends of ours for the 9 years we've been doing these shows. They have offered to give out, we do a giveaway every month, and they have offered to give out three sets of these books, a book of the Thelwell's Pony Cavalcade and the Essential Fergus, to three different winners. And we would love you guys to pick the winners. Let's start with David. What are the numbers, Jennifer, that we're picking between?
We are picking between 1 and 189.
All right. So, David, a number between 1 and 189.
Um, 125,
Jennifer. Who's the winner?
125. Our first winner is Tammy Swanson.
Yay, Tammy. Good job. You get one of each of these books. Now, also, we'll go to Jean next. Same numbers, between 1 and 189?
Let's say 68.
68, Jennifer.
68 is Kayla Mosher Studebaker.
Yay, Kayla. And then, David, we'll go back to you to pick the final one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 36.
36, way back up to the top. Laura Berry is our last winner of the day.
Yay! Good job, Laura.
Well, congratulations, Laura.
Yeah, you guys are going to love these books for sure. Well, thank you both for joining us. This is a little walk down nostalgia lane and then up to modern day. I'm glad we got to have you both on at the same time. You can find the books. We'll put links to them in our show notes as well as on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. It's Thelwell's Pony Cavalcade and the Essential Fergus the Horse. Thank you both.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Right, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
I know.
He sounded just like I thought he would.
You know, I looked him up and his art is quite nice as well. He does beautiful like drawings of birds and the detail is incredible. And, you know, I can't draw a stick figure. So just anybody that has that skill is just,
I was finding it hard to concentrate because I was looking through the Pony Cavalcade. Some of these are really funny, and it was kind of hard to concentrate.
They're so cute.
Especially if you're a cross-country rider. Hey, here's a cross-country rider that's stuck in the tree. if you're a cross-country rider, this really, really works. Anyway, and a lot of the Thelwell Pony art also revolves around your horse being dirty all the time, you know, and little
definitely
dirt coming out. And anyway,
now really Glenn, cute. I have a reminder for you and Jennifer. Just something I need to tell you about for tomorrow. Yes, it is Derby Day, but it's also it's like a really big holiday. Obviously, today is Cinco de Mayo, so get out there. That's Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, guess where we're going tonight after we see the movie premiere in Miami. We're apparently going, that's why they said that. We're going to a brand new Latin restaurant that's owned by our editor's brother. So that's appropriate.
Perfect. So you get a margarita. And the other thing is, are you going to be home by tomorrow?
No.
Okay, this can get awkward.
Jennifer's
going. But you need to celebrate the holiday that is tomorrow. Tomorrow is World Naked Gardening Day. It's May 6th.
I saw that. I was so excited. Are you going to be out there in your garden?
If I had a garden, I would. But you know what? I can clean pastures. That's like gardening, right?
Yeah. That's fertilizer.
Yeah. It is like gardening.
That's right.
I'll be fine. Yeah. I'll get out there and do
it.
Let's do it.
Flexin' fork, your bright yellow flexin' fork, and absolutely no clothes whatsoever.
Yeah, you know what? It's I got to take one for the team. It's a holiday, for Christ's sake. We got to like get in on it.
Well, you know what? Where you live, after an hour or two, you're going to be bright red and looks like you're wearing clothes anyway.
Exactly. Oh my gosh! It's only 105 here today.
So how many people do you think are going to get arrested tomorrow and then claim, well, it's a holiday?
It's a holiday.
That's right.
Hopefully, many of them, because I would like to see that flood my newsfeed on Facebook.
All right, we want to see pictures, everybody that's out there naked gardening tomorrow. Maybe not. We're going to take a break for Kentucky Forwards products and come back and make our picks before we go to our next guests for the big race.
She swallowed hard as they walked into the start box. She could feel his muscles tense under her leg. 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Have a great ride. She didn't have to ask. He galloped out of the box and across the field toward their first training level course. His ears pricked. Her heart pounded. He attacked each obstacle with confidence, clearing them with room to spare. A huge smile broke out on her face as she crossed through the finish flags. She leaned forward and buried her face in his neck. Their bond of love and trust blocked out all else. This love story is brought to you by Elevate. Research proven to have superior bioavailability. Elevate supplies the essential vitamin E often missing from the equine diet. Its all-natural formula supports healthy muscle and nerve functions. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
And we're back at Horses in the Morning. Of course, we're all excited for the Derby. So let's talk about that. Do you want to pick our winners first or talk about the Oaks first, which happens today? Are the girls running?
Well, I got to tell you about the Oaks, and then we can make our picks for both.
Okay.
So the Oaks runs today. Post time is 6:12 p.m. That's Eastern. So 3:12 p.m. It's going to be on NBC Sports Network. Now, I'm going to go in order from post position 1 all the way through 14 and just tell you who they are and maybe a little bit about them. So Ever So Clever is coming off at 20-1, and Steve Asmussen trained this horse, and Louis Contreras is the jockey. 2 is Lockdown. Jose Ortiz is the jockey. Bill Mott is the trainer, also at 20-1. Mopetism, 20-1. And Mario Gutierrez and Doug O'Neill trained. Paradise Woods, Flavian Pratt is the jockey. Richard Mandela is the trainer. And the odds of Paradise Woods are 5-2. Jordan's Henny, 30-1. Vexatious, 20-1. Farrell is 5-1. Sailor's Valentine is at 30-1. Wicked Lick and the 9 post at 30-1. Miss Sky Warrior is 9-2. That's a Paco Lopez is the jockey. Kelly Breen is the trainer. Tequilita is at 20-1. Daddy's Little Darling, 20-1. Abel Tasman, 5-1. And Salty at 6-1. Now, to go over, let me give you the long shot that you should bet.
Okay.
Sailor's Valentine is currently at 30-1. This is the only horse that's won a grade one stakes race that is currently at that long price. And it is a great filly at a great price. So if you want to bet her to show, you might make some money or put her in a trifecta or something like that. I think the horse to beat is Paradise Woods. Paradise Woods ran at the Santa Anita Oaks. We played Paradise Woods' race, actually, here on the show because it was ridiculous. She won by like 12 lengths at the Santa Anita Oaks. Currently sitting at 5-2, definitely the favorite. And then the other pick to me is I like Farrell 5-1 or Farrell. I don't know how you say it. It's either like Will Farrell or Colin Farrell. You know, like
I'm going to go Farrell. How you say it.
Farrell, it sounds cooler.
Well, you know, if you think about Will Ferrell's movies, they haven't done real well. So let's go with Farrell.
Are you okay? Sounds like you're joking. Farrell has won the last 4 starts and has won 2 out of 3 at Churchill. So I think she's a filly who's like on her way. So my pick would be, if I was doing an exacta, Paradise Woods and Farrell. And then if I was doing a trifecta, it would be Paradise Woods, Farrell, and Sailor's Valentine. I mean, that is if I was a betting woman, which clearly I am.
Jennifer, do you have a pick?
My pick for today, I think, is going to be
Tequilita, because it's Cinco de Mayo.
Well, I thought about that. I thought about her because of the whole Matz connection.
Yeah, so Michael Matz trained.
Tequilita. And I cannot say her name, and I want to hear the race caller say that name many times. So I want her to be about three or four back and then jostle for position. So I have to hear him say it many, many times.
True. I like Tequilita is trained by Michael Mattson. It is Cinco de Mayo. I think you're onto something.
All right,
Glenn, what's your pick?
I might actually win something.
You know how I pick. So what would be your guess?
I think you're going with Salty.
Nope. Wicked Lick.
Wicked Lick.
I pick by name, people. So Wicked Lick is at the top of the list. I'm going with Tequilita just because it's Cinco de Mayo. And then also Sailor's Valentine because it's another cool name. So if I'm going by names, it's Wicked Lick, Tequilita, and Sailor's Valentine.
Oh, my God. Somebody write these down because if you guys win these, this is going to be hysterical.
I did write that down. I got my picks written down.
Get your trifecta. Jennifer, get your trifecta written down. If you're going to go with Tequilita, do you have two other picks? We can do a trifecta competition. Mine, of course, Paradise Woods, Pharrell, and Sailor Valentine.
All right, Jennifer.
Vexatious.
Vexatious.
Again, I love the name. And Calumet Farm. I'm pulling for Calumet Farm. And my third one is going to be Jordan's Henry.
There you go.
Jordan's Henny. Gotcha.
All right.
Perfect.
Jennifer has to go get calls lined up, but we'll get her picks for the Derby a little bit later. But I have my picks for the Derby.
Okay. What you got?
All right. So I am going with, well, you know who I have to go with. Gunavera. I'm going with Gunavera as my winner just because of the whole Antonio Sano story and that we talked about the other day. So that's an emotional pick. That's not even a name pick. That's an emotional pick. I'm also going with Classic Empire because I like the name. It sounds like the name of a Triple Crown winner, Classic Empire. It's just got the ring to it.
Okay. That is a good name. It is a good name. It does have, it's like a very Derby strong name.
Yes. And it's a Triple Crown name, you know, whereas opposed to Hence, it's not a Triple Crown name, right? Fast and Accurate. Well, we talked about that the other day. Now, my third pick is Always Dreaming because I am always dreaming and I'm going with that.
That's a good one. I like it.
I have no idea if it's a good one or not, but I'm going with it. Hey, look, none of mine have been good over the years, and some of them have won, so.
You make a good point, because you have picked the, I mean, you're like, oh, look, listen's name, and it goes on to, like, win the freaking Triple Crown or something. Crazy. So
I think I have picked more winners over the 8 years we've been doing this than you have, just by luck.
I think you're wrong, actually, but you have had some luck. We are pretty close. My picks, let's see. I haven't really thought of a third one yet because I've been so focused on getting a winner. I love Gormley, without a doubt, because I saw him win and I was sitting in Monty Roberts' kitchen with Pat Roberts and we were watching the Santa Anita Derby and Gormley just put him away and it was just really impressive. So I like Gormley. I like McCracken because I feel like what our guest talked about the other day from around the track, tell me his name again.
Scott.
What Scott talked about is McCracken is training really well and I kind of liked him anyway. And so that kind of solidified that one for me. And as far as a third pick, let's see, oh my God, the pressure. I'm going to go because you liked it too. And it's a really good name. I'll go with Classic Empire.
Oh, you're not going to go Patch? I thought you were going to go Sentimental on us.
Oh, let's go Sentimental. Let's go Patch.
All right,
so
you
I can
go,
be different.
You go Patch. And you realize where Patch got in the starting box, he's not going to see a horse. He's blind on that side. He will not see a horse the entire race unless he cuts.
That means he's going to run straight. Let's do this.
Well, let's head to our next guests because I think they're limited on time here. And we are always so happy to have them on. They're our favorite owners of all time, Dean and Patch. Patty Reeves, and they are at Churchill Downs, although I am seeing a note here that there might be a hitch in the giddy up. Hi, Patty.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Patty!
And I think we have Dean with us as well. Hi, Dean.
Hello, good morning.
Now, you guys are supposed to have a horse racing today, right?
We do have, yes. Breaking Lucky's in the Alashiba today.
Okay, you said there was a hitch, Glenn. I'm wondering, I'm like, what happened to Bragging Lucky? So Dean and Patty, thank you guys so much for coming on with us. I know you're busy, but I wanted to, because we did have you on to talk about Bragging Lucky, refresh everybody's memory. Tell everybody about your horse you acquired for the Pegasus, Bragging Lucky.
Okay, that occurred back in January prior to the Pegasus. And of course, Patty and I had a slot in the Pegasus, and we negotiated with the owner, Tom Keithley, through his trainer, Reed Baker, to cut a deal to run the horse in the Pegasus. And at the same time, we acquired a ownership position in the horse.
So exciting. So exciting. Now that you're here, you know, Mucho Macho Man finished third in the Derby. How are things different for you now, Dean, that you're here with the horse running on Friday?
Well, I know a lot more about, you know, just the process. I'm not nearly as nervous through this, and you know, I just seem to know my way around better. I understand the game better. And it's been much more relaxing. But I'm sure if we were in the Kentucky Derby, then that may be a bit different. But certainly through all this time frame, at least for me, and Patty can speak for herself, I guess. But it's been a little easier. We know a lot more people. We understand the game. So it's been a little calmer.
And Patty, do you feel the same? So it's a lot more relaxing?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, having Macho in the Derby, I mean, we had so much hype going into that. And we were so pumped up. And we had such a big, huge following for that horse. You know, it'll never be like that. And luckily that weekend we had beautiful weather. You know, there was no rain and we were able to walk on the track. And, you know, looking back at it, my gosh, we finished third. That was pretty good, you know. And
it's crazy.
It was.
It's amazing.
It was a lot of fun. And we're, yeah.
Now, so, Patty, are people coming to now that you're like seasoned owners and you're like a seasoned veteran of Derby, are other women coming to you for like advice on what to wear and who to wear and how things are going to work? Cause you guys are like, you know, old pros now.
You would think, no, not really though. I don't think there's that, you know, there's a lot of the veterans that, you know, have had horses in the Derby before. And then the new owners, first time owners to be in the Derby, they don't know who to read. You know, they usually, unless you happen to know the connections of other Derby horses, they don't really know what to ask or who to ask. And I think it's a, you know, they look for their trainers to kind of guide them on that stuff. So no, I haven't really had a lot of contact, but would be happy to help if you know of any other Derby connections that now, need anything. We'd be happy to help.
That's very sweet. Dean, what are first time owners going through today and your eyes? They got Derby horses tomorrow. It's like, what's going through their mind?
Well, and the ones I've talked to that are in here for the first time, it's been sleepless nights for weeks on end. I think they tend to walk around in a daze. You just talk to people and you, you depend on your trainer to keep telling you that your horse is doing great, because you're scared to death that something's going to happen. And of course, then you're checking the weather probably every 5 minutes to see if it's going to change. And so I think there's just a lot of things that go through your mind. You're probably inundated with, friends and family that are coming for the race, making sure people have the right hotels and transportation and tickets is always a big issue. So there's a lot of distractions and a lot of things going on, but it's pretty nerve-wracking. But again, you wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
It's kind of what you're describing to me. It sounds like a bride on her wedding day. Like you have so much to do.
That's it. Yeah, that's probably exactly right.
That's great. Do you call them, do you call them Derby virgins? You're like, ugh, Derby virgin.
No. We're calling very lucky, and we're glad we have a lot of friends that do have some horses here. We're really happy for them.
Well, now, Dean, you mentioned the weather. It's been pouring there, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's terrible. It couldn't be any worse.
So now, are they saying it's going to end? Is that going to end, or what's the story?
You know, according to what I've seen, I do think by midday tomorrow, it's going to lighten up and may not be too bad in terms of the sun may pop out. But what that does in terms for the track, I don't know. These guys are professionals at getting the track back in good shape. So we'll just have to see.
Now, Patty, I do recall, and I'm reaching way back here, that I believe you walked the track with Mucho Macho Man in a really cute pair of muck boots. Is that true?
Yeah, that, you know, that was the one thing you really had to be prepared for, was walking on the track. There was no way that you could do that in the heels that, of course, you want to wear for the rest of the day on Derby. So,
right.
Yeah, I had lucked out because my dress was blue and white polka dots, and I happened to be shopping like the week before the Derby and found the cutest pair of blue and white polka dot rubber boots. So, yeah, I wore those on the track, which was great because, you know, then when you get off the track, you could just hose them down and throw them back in the car and then put my heels on. So that was great. And now today I'm looking outside going, I need those boots.
I just checked the radar. This storm is not moving. It is just sitting over top of Louisville.
Yep, that's right. It's just like going around and around on top of Louisville.
It's not.
All right.
It's literally
Derby
not moving.
Virgins. Derby virgins, get your boots out. Patty recommends it.
Well, now,
well, it's so funny. I have a view of the Twin Spires from my hotel room, and I'm looking out at the traffic and the police, you know, barricades going up already, and it is just, it's miserable. It's dark. It looks like it's cold out. I haven't been outside yet, but it looks pretty cold, and it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge. I hate it for all the thousands of people. It's their first time to come here to such a big race. And I have to put a plug for Louisville. I flew here from Atlanta on Delta. And when I got on my Delta flight, the flight attendants welcomed everyone who was going to the Kentucky Derby. They went around and handed out bourbon balls to everybody on the plane. And then when you land at Louisville Airport, they have the airport so neat. They have each of the gates for the airlines is like a starting gate. So they have the silks hanging over the entrance to the airplane gates as if it's a starting gate in a race. And
no
then
way.
They have these cute little, yeah, it's so cute. They have these young ladies dressed in beautiful floral dresses with big hats, and they're carrying baskets, and they're greeting people when you get off the plane, and then they're giving you more bourbon balls, and there's a band playing, and the atmosphere is so warm and welcoming, and it's such a great impression to come here, you know, as a visitor and see how the whole community embraces horse racing. They really make you feel welcome.
That's really fun. Now, Dean, is Breaking Lucky, because Breaking Lucky is running the Ali Sheba Stakes. Is Breaking Lucky a mutter?
We're going to find out. Yeah, we're not sure, but certainly we'll. I can answer that on our next show down the road, and hopefully. So we will find out.
See, you get the lifestyle from Patty and the honest truth about the race from Dean. I love it. Now, the most important question to Dean is, Dean, I've got to know, who are you wearing? Oh, sorry, that was for Patty. Patty, what are you going to wear?
Dean's wearing, what are you wearing, Dean? The sack jacket that you got.
I'm wearing a pink tie. That's all that's important.
Perfect. It's Oaks Day. You got to wear pink.
Yeah. And I have a plan A and a plan B outfit, which is not to be decided yet, but I think I'm leaning toward plan B. My plan A outfit was a cute dress that was sleeveless and above the knee and
I was going to wear it with, you know, black pumps. And it was
okay, I just
black.
Looked at the temperature. It's 48 there, Patty. You might want to rethink that.
I know. Oh, so I don't know where the closest mall is. Even my Plan B outfit isn't enough for 48 degrees.
And by the way, the high today is 52. So there you go.
Oh, man.
Lovely weekend in Louisville.
We're gonna see Patty walking around with like this cute black skirt on because that's all you can see because she's wearing a Kentucky Derby hoodie over her dress
right. Yeah.
that she bought in the gift shop.
I was picturing a trench coat like out of the old movies. That's what.
I know.
We're not making. They're never calling again. They're never calling again. It's never good. They're after this.
Oh my gosh, we love you guys. Well, this is super exciting.
No,
I wish
it's always an honor to be on your show.
Well, thank you, Dean.
He's a politician. If I've ever heard one.
What are you running for office?
Absolutely.
Oh, you guys are so fun. I love talking to you. I wish you guys the best of luck with Breaking Lucky today. He's just an awesome horse, and I wish you the best of luck, and we'll be pulling for you. Ali Sheba Stakes, real quick. Dean, who's your pick for the Oaks and for the Derby? And then, Patty, I got to know yours. Dean, go.
Salty on the Oaks and Hints in the Derby.
Right. He's reaching out
really?
There.
And although I'd like to see Always Dreaming win the Derby for some friends of mine. They're great, great folks, and I'd love for them to win it. They deserve it. They've been in this business a long time. They're great owners and great people. So, you know, my heart's out for Always Dreaming.
I picked that one. I picked Always Dreaming just because of the name. And Hance is not a great name for a Triple Crown winner, though, is it? Hance. It's just it's not powerful.
Well, yeah, not powerful, but that's okay.
That's okay. It's a powerful horse, right? That's all that matters. All right, Patty, who's your pick for the Oaks and the Derby?
Well, I haven't handicapped the Oaks yet, so I'll go with Dean's pick on Salty. And then on the Derby, I have been on Always Dreaming. I've just liked that horse since he won the Florida Derby, and just a fabulous, fabulous colt. And we love Anthony Bonomo and his wife Mary Ellen. We got to be friends with them up in Saratoga in the owner's box section and got to know them, and just would be so ecstatic for them to win the Derby. But my sentimental favorite, I saw Patch run in Louisiana when we ran the Louisiana Handicap. He came in second in the Louisiana Derby that day. And I didn't know at the time about the eye, and I was watching him in the paddock, and I'm going, Dean, there's something wrong with that. Look at that horse's eye. You know? And then I started reading all about it, and I was just so impressed with his fortitude and his stamina and ability to run despite that. And so I've been rooting for him. I was just a little disappointed for him to be in the 20 post position when it's his right eye that's the good eye, so he'll see the crowd. And he won't be able to see to his left all the horses. That's going to be extra challenging, but I'd be rooting for him too.
I'm going to go with it's going to work in his favor because he's not going to see all his competition. All he's going to see is straight ahead and the people cheering, and he's just going to break like a champ and get to the front. So I'm going to lean towards it's a positive.
Okay. Yeah, it could be. It could be. I mean, that roar of the crowd when those horses come out of the gates, it's enough to scare humans. It's so loud that I can't imagine what it's like for the horses to be on that field.
Oh, my gosh. That's true. That's true. Oh, no. Poor Patch. Well, you guys, thank you so much, as always, for coming on. We really appreciate it. And we wish you the best of luck. And we will find out by the end of the day if Breaking Lucky is a mutter, in fact. So good luck.
Yeah, we sure will.
All right. Thanks
okay.
a bunch.
Thank all right, you
all
guys.
Right, bye,
take
guys.
Care. Happy Derby.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We sure will today.
We'll find out. Great confidence there.
Don't run them and see.
My God, I was looking at the weather there, Jamie. When I saw the strip, it's a big storm, and it comes down right over, but the end of it is like in Tennessee, right below Louisville. But it's not moving. I thought, well, this is going to be out of there in half an hour. This thing is just circling. It's just not moving. And it is dumping massive inches of rain right now on Louisville. And 20 miles to Evansville, not raining. 20 miles or 40 miles the other way to Lexington, not raining. It's just right over Louisville. So there you go.
That's Kentucky for you. Yep,
exactly.
Hey, you know what? All I'm saying is at least it wasn't last weekend pouring down rain the whole time. Because
yeah,
I think I would have given up my Rolex.
Selfishly, we are very glad.
Selfishly, we
now,
made
it. Now, do those fancy hats with all the feathers and plumes come with like raincoats?
I don't know. It's almost like the cowboy hat. You have to buy a fascinator cover for,
but then
for
you can't
hat.
Even see it. So I don't know. What do they do?
Oh my gosh. You just look like a drowned rat.
I think that's called a Ziploc baggie.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, we have to take a break for Ovation. We're coming back. And we've already picked the winners. Congratulations to everybody that won those books. You're absolutely going to love them. You're going to keep them forever. And then we're also going to tell you, we got really bad ads coming up, and we have some great new prizes, too. We'll tell you about that and get into some really bad ads. And then I'm out of here to go see myself on the big screen.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for really bad ads, that time of the week when we read some ads that are sent in by our listeners that they usually find on Craigslist, but now Facebook is catching up. And we got a lot of help this week. A lot of people reading their own ads and sending them in. So, Jamie, it's going to be an easy one. We just sit back and read a couple ads and listen. Jennifer, though, we just gave away three of the terrific books we talked about, or actually six books total, and we have some new prizes for the month of May.
This month, we've got a pair of Smooth Stride Riding Jeans, the extended knee patch model from Smooth Stride Riding. The winner will choose the length they want. They have three different lengths to choose from, 31, 33, and 36, and what size you want. You pick two sizes. And you pick your size, and they send you two. And then you can try them both on and keep the one that fits best. They call that their cult special. So that way, you get the jeans you love the most. And Desiree at Smooth Stride Riding is always available to help you out with fitting questions, design questions, just questions in general. And you can contact her through smoothstride.com. And a special note here, they come in extended knee patch, full seat, and no knee patches at all. I have two pair of those because I wear those for my fashion jeans.
And they look really good,
appropriate for Oaks Day.
They look really, really good, too. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Plus, another gift this month, woohoo, from Kelly Hurd Jewelry. Just calm yourself, Glenn. A $50 gift card at Kelly Hurd Jewelry. They offer fine equestrian jewelry, including beautiful necklaces, earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Something for every section. Each piece of Kelly Hurd jewelry is finely crafted with attention to detail and quality. Make your choice and know that you are getting the best Kelly Hurd jewelry made of gold, silver, or gold or sterling silver. You will find unique gold jewelry items with gemstones, including diamonds. Woohoo! Sterling silver jewelry is set with cubic zirconia, making it a choice that is affordable yet gorgeous. You can find them online at Kelly Her Jewelry.
That's correct. And I got to just give a plug here for Kelly over at Kelly Her Jewelry. He heard Charlotte. Remember, Charlotte was on our Para Rider, was in the studio with us and told her story. And she was the one that won the last time we had a gift card from Kelly Her Jewelry. And he was so touched by her story. He sent her two gift cards and then also said, whatever I can do to help you out. And I think they're discussing now a sponsorship. So he's just a really, aww, really good guy. He really is. So, Kelly, thank you for being a good representative for the horse world here.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was a neat story. All right, let's, well, is there anybody better to start with for really bad ads than our friend Gemma?
Gemma. Oh, I was going to say, please be Gemma.
It's Gemma. Here we go.
Hey, it's Gemma. I'd like to introduce the companion to Jamie's favorite saying of geld that, and it's, don't you be breeding that. As you will see by this ad. APHA Splashed White Bay Overo Halter Filly. KH Misbehaving is a 2015 filly by CS Legacy, son of TD Kid. She is out of Is She Fine by Izzy Fine out of Sunny's Top Model. KH Misbehaving, aka Missy, would make a wonderful brood mare. She carries the rare Splash 3 gene that very few horses have or carry. She would cross very well on any AQHA stallion. She is 5-panel HYPPNH. Missy is also deaf. She leads loads, is starting to tie well, and is getting better with her feet. She is sore on her feet currently due to poor care as a yearling. She needs an experienced hand with someone who has time, patience, and consistency. She will throw 100% color no matter what you breed her to, although she should not be bred to another Overo. This little filly is just a little nervous because she cannot hear, but has made a lot of progress in the past 3 months she's been in training with me. She lunges great, is started on hand signals, and is also ground driving very well. This filly is smart and needs a job or needs to be a brood mare. She has some of the best halter breeding in the nation and is going to produce your next champion. Come see this gorgeous filly. Price negotiable to Great Home only. Basically, she's deaf, lame, and crazy. Definitely should be breeding that.
That's exactly what I was thinking. This horse is deaf. It's lame because it's probably got navicular because it's like a giant sausage on toothpicks. And it's like crazy. Oh, my God. And you know what? I love the part where they said, this will cross well with any quarter horse. Just any. It'll cross really well. You don't know? You looked at all of them? Really? No, it won't. It won't cross well with any of them. It won't cross well with any of them. Like, don't breed this. Okay,
I did notice which hat you were wearing at Rolex.
Of course, I wear my Geld That hat. Come on.
Betsy sent in the following one. Mustang Pony Stallion.
I probably shouldn't have worn it to meet California Chrome. Like, that might have been, looking back, that was a little inappropriate.
Yeah, probably you were in a stallion barn.
But that's not stuff. Like, that's not...
Probably would have been better to take that one off before you went
I'm
in.
I'm meeting Duncan Taylor and I'm wearing a hat that says
I know, and I wonder if he noticed it. I wonder if he noticed it.
He didn't say anything, but like, it's not, there was
you know,
no
to
offense.
Be honest, though, I didn't notice what hat you were wearing for a long time till I looked at one of the pictures and then looked at you. So maybe he didn't see it. Maybe we're not that observant. Let's hope.
It was amazing at Rolex how many people were like, oh my God, that's the best hat I've ever seen.
It might have been a poor choice for our visit that day.
I don't think it was a poor choice. I think
if he cancels his sponsorship of Around the Track, we'll know. It's your fault.
Spoke to me. The hat speaks to me.
Betsy sent the following one. Mustang Pony Stallion, Friendsville, Pennsylvania. Handsome, funny, wild-looking 16-year-old stallion Dash rescued 1.5 years ago. His hooves never needed trimming because he's part Mustang. Oh, your Mustangs don't need trimming?
Damn, I didn't know.
You got the wrong kind. Easy Keeper 2. I have spent time with him, which has helped a lot, but he still needs more training, and I don't have time he needs. I want to get ridding horses, and he needs to be kept separate, I feel, but he... Let's start over. I want to get ridding horses, and he needs to be kept separate, I feel, but he is awesome. If you love to have a horse to brush, comma, watch the in the pasture. Not for all young children. Probably not for any. His name is Brownie. He needs a good home as soon as possible. If you can help me, call April, and I'll send you pics.
Oh, dear God.
So,
I don't even really know what you read.
I don't either.
But aside from this, is a Mustang.
It's a Mustang
16.
That's unrideable, basically. And you can brush him and watch him in the pasture. And that's it.
Can I just, those listening that are like, oh my God, Mustangs don't need their feet trimmed?
Yeah.
They don't need their feet trimmed, and they don't need their teeth floated, and they don't need any medical care whatsoever. Because they're wild, and in the wild, they live to at least 7 years old. So they don't need it.
Let's all get one. Laura,
my farrier, by the way, my vet was here, and she's like doing, you know, their teeth. And she's like, oh, she's too bad. Mustangs don't need their teeth done. Look at this. You know, and there's like a massive giant sore. And she said, people always say, oh, Mustangs don't need their teeth done. They're fine. She goes, yeah, they don't live past five.
Right, exactly. They're not old enough to get their teeth done.
Exactly. They can't eat anymore, so they become the slowest one in the herd, and that's the one in the wild.
They don't get their feet trimmed. That is true.
Because they travel about 100 miles a day.
Yeah, and they trim them naturally. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And if they don't need that, then they die too, because if they have lamenesses, then they're the slowest one, and then
yes,
they get eaten.
Then they get eaten. That's right. Laura Berry sent the following one in, and she did it herself.
In search of pony, small horse, or llama pretending to be one, $100, Sparks, Nevada. In search of a pony for a 5-year-old girl's birthday party in Sparks in July. We'll settle with a llama in disguise. Pony is to have a little girl ride it, lead line, to her party at the park a block away. Also, pony rides for the children of the same age. Thank you.
Do they ride llamas?
I'm really confused. Do they want somebody to bring a llama and put, like, you know, like dress it up like a pony?
I don't know. I didn't know they rode llamas. I don't see llama rides at the fair. It's not something you see very often.
It's like, okay, well, you know, she's only 3. She won't really notice. She's not going to know.
That's right. It's fine.
She won't.
It's all okay.
Stacy said in the next one, POA Philly, $1,700. And this is in the lovely town of Chowchilla. Chowchilla. I don't know where that is, but it sounds awesome. Twilight is a very sweet is your pocket pony. She is broke to lead loafs on a 2-horse trailer ties good for a farrier. That's all one sentence. She is only being adopted as a project pony. She will be 4 this summer. She stands at 12'3". I'm sorry. I have to start over because this is clearly written by like a young teen. And they've named their POA filly Twilight Sparkle after the pony in My Little Pony. Twilight is like a very sweet in your pocket pony. She's broke to lead loafs on a 2-horse trailer. Ties super good for farrier. She's like only being adopted as a project pony. She'll be 4 this summer. She stands at 12'3". Please read this as before texting me. You may have her vet check you pay for. Also, please note, do not text us with an offer. Must come out and meet her first. Just thought it would be like nice for her to find a forever home with lots of love. We don't mean to sound rude. We're like nicked people, but we like just have way too much going on. So do not be rude or we will deal with you if you are.
I'm gonna call Uncle Vito.
What?
We'll deal with you.
We'll deal with you if you are totally
threatening their buyers.
Don't you dare text me like an offer, because like you have to see her. And then if you're rude, I will totally send my brothers, nephews, cousins, uncles, babysitter over there to kick your ass.
I'd never learned that in sales school, and I went for a long time. I mean, that's where I made my mistake. All right, Maureen sent the following one in.
Hi, this is Mo with a really bad ad.
Hey, Mo, I'm seeing
and
her tonight.
I'm in South Florida, so this ad is in Spanish because, you know, that's how we roll. But my Spanish accent is not very good, so bear with me, Spanish speakers. I apologize in advance for this bad Spanish. So it's a Craigslist ad, of course, and it says horse, $3,000. Horse, caballo manso bien adornado, tranquilo, cualquiera puede montar, no se asusta, con nada es amigable con otro animales y persona buen caballo. Period. Llamar. So one, only one period. Two, I think that means it's a quiet or gentle horse that's well decorated, so fancy, I guess. It's quiet. Anyone can ride it. It's not afraid of anything. It's very friendly with other animals and is good with horse people. Not sure about that. We'll need a Spanish speaker to weigh in on that ad. And then llamar, of course, means call. That's it. That's your entire ad for $3,000.
Wow.
That's what you get. I'm not sure if it's an actual living horse or if it's maybe like a Breyer horse or something. Not sure.
Well, Mo, I would like to point out that I thought your Spanish is quite good.
Better than ours.
Didn't know what you said, so.
And Mo, we're seeing her tonight. She's coming to the premiere of the movie with some friends. So
awesome.
That's fun. Renegade sent the following one in. Mule for sale, $1,800 in Newburgh. 8-year-old Molly Mule. She has been ridden in an arena for a year, but we just got her back due to those people's divorce.
So not ridden by you.
No, apparently
ridden
somebody
by a
else.
Nice couple that has divorced over probably the mule.
Mule. Go ahead. She is sweet and not at all alpha, so our other mules are not nice to her. That means she's coming with a lot of bruises and cuts. We'll consider lease to home with other nice mules or donkeys. We like her a lot and want her to be happy.
Oh, there you go.
Due to those people's divorce.
Due to those people's divorce. Those people.
Damn people. They divorced and we have their mule back. They were pissed too. You know that, weren't you? When they got the call that they had to take their mule back, they were like,
oh,
damn
yeah.
it. All right. Avery sent the following one in.
Hi, guys. It's Avery from Washington
Hi,
State.
Avery.
And I have another Facebook ad.
Hi.
ISO Horse. Hello, everyone. I am looking for a horse. I have put up so many ads looking for one in the past. I got my first horse back in July and like he ended up being like a jerk. So I gave him back to his old owner. And then a month ago, I started a lease with our neighbors that used to be our friends, but the girl now wants her horse back. Anyways, I'm looking for a pretty broke horse that is 7 to 15 years old, can't have any health issues. I'm located in Arlington, so I need them to be 15 miles or less away. I ride Western and am interested in some English sports, so it would be a plus if they rode both. I'm also interested in some Western gaming. My price range goes up to $700, and anything more expensive, I would agree to do payments if we had a contract. Like, I know I'm asking a lot for a little money, but I'm like 13 and can't have a real job and have worked my butt off getting the $700 I have. I don't care about the breed, really. I don't want anything bigger than 16 hands. Again, I know I'm like asking a lot, so if you don't have anything nice to say, like, please don't comment. Thank you so much for reading all this.
You didn't know you're gonna be a really bad ad, yeah, did
you? You did get it read. Thanks, Avery.
We definitely read every bit of it.
Yep.
People, the cost of the horse is the littlest part of it.
That's the first thing I thought too. Or $700 will be gone buying the horse, and then what?
You know, that's why it has to have zero anything wrong with it, nothing, yep. Because it can't afford to call the vet.
Yeah, the way I felt too. I almost felt bad for her.
June and Jody sent on the next one.
Both
two people. They both get credit for this one. Must be good then. 10-year-old 15-hand Appaloosa mare and $600. And this is in Swisher, Iowa. offering for sale a horse named Mouse. She has a few annoying habits that'll scare off the faint of heart. She will take on anything you ask, but she'll try to snort it to death first.
We've all had those too, haven't we? We've all had those horses.
Made me choke.
Nigel does that to the ramp every time we put him on the trailer.
She doesn't buck or rear, but sometimes she'll irritate you enough to like make you wish she did. When riding outside the arena, she tosses her head like a billy goat with Tourette's. She used to be very pushy on the ground, but has since figured out that being a ditz and running over people is a bad idea. So now she'll come running to me in the pasture with just a whistle, but anybody else with the lead rope, she'll still steer clear. All kidding aside, she's very sweet and just takes time to warm up to people. Come on, handle her and ride her. See if you find her annoying habits and long, ugly face tolerable. Then you take her home with you to be your new best friend. Good.
I did have one of these girlfriends before.
She'll snort it to death first. We've all seen her just stand there staring at something snorting.
It does sound like Nigel getting in the trailer, doesn't it, Jennifer?
Hey! He does have to kill the ramp every time.
Every time. Beats it to death, snorts at it. All right, Jody sent the following one, and this is our horse trailer of the week. Oh, my God. $750? Are you kidding me? This is in Middletown. I don't know where. White horse trailer, four axle for sale with hitch attachment. Good. I'm glad it has a hitch. That's nice. In good condition, just rust on the outside. No, that rust doesn't go through the inside at all. About 8 foot tall and about 10 foot long. Just need some TLC for a quick sale. No, if you want to sell this quick, you're going to give it away. The rust probably does go through to the inside, especially it's one of those round-fronted trailers like they always are. And did you notice that either the wheels have sunk into the ground, and it's because it's been there for so long, or they're completely flat. It's one of the other.
So the actual ground comes up to the hubcap.
Yes. So
I don't even know if there is anything below that.
I don't know either. But it is your typical totally rusted out
by Mother Nature.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And it does come with a hitch, so that's nice to know. I'm glad.
So there's a. Do you see the fact that somebody's got their like arm stuck up so there's casting a shadow on the hole in the trailer?
Oh, yes. I didn't even notice the hole. That was a good hide there, people.
It's like they're trying to hide. They're like, but like you're gonna come and be like, I'll take it. Wait a second. There's a hole. You know, so I'll give you 700. I ain't paying you 750. Got a hole.
$50 for
this. That thing isn't.
Jennifer will post there's no floor either. Jennifer will post a link to it, but all the windows are there, which is amazing.
So, all the windows?
Yeah, look.
All the windows? There's like one window.
Well, there's one on the side, too. I can see the one on the sides there.
That is not a window. That is like a plexiglass death trap cage thing to make sure that no air enters the trailer whatsoever. No,
this was not going to get... it'll get a lot of air through the rust spots in the roof.
Exactly. It's ventilated.
It's ventilated. Well, there ventilated. You go. Jennifer's going to post that on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. All right, let's do one more. Tabitha sent this one in.
Good morning. This is Tabitha from Washington State. I have an ad here, and it reads... Horse, $300, Granite Falls, Washington. Six Uri old nerds work and love, .. She is not clicking, .. with any of my kids or me, .. She can't be alone, gets too stressed, .. She bean saddle will try getting on her tonight, .. She not wild or mean, .. She not free trade her for hay grain, .. Tack, blankets, saddle, .. PM with offer, .. Your inform, .. And what you plan to do with her, .. She needs to be pick up soon. Thank you. Not too sure what I just read there, but hopefully it gets me in the running for a prize this month. Have a good night.
It did. I'm not too sure what I read there. Something. I have no idea what she read either, to be honest.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
That's crazy.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Of course, if you do send in your own ads, if you read them like all of those good people did, then you'll get double the entries for the drawing. And look, we had three big winners today. We're going to have a couple this month. We give away more crap than any other podcast I know. We do. We give away more stuff. Well, that's it. It's Derby weekend. I have to go see myself on the big screen tonight. Got some listeners coming by. So excited to see them. Have some family coming as well. Emily from the jumping show is going to be my date because Jennifer refuses to leave the house on Derby weekend. So she doesn't
care. She's a smart woman.
She doesn't care about seeing me on the big screen. No, no.
She sees you every day. Yes. Oh, she does not need to see your head blown up to like 20 feet.
By the way, I have been asked this question quite a bit. The DVDs are going to be available shortly, so you'll be able to order yours and watch it at your house.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yep. We'll make sure the hosts all get some. We'll make sure that happens. That's it for today. Thank you so much, Jamie. And you have a terrific weekend watching the Derby. Jennifer is going to be watching badminton all morning and Derby all afternoon.
So, it's a good weekend.
Yeah.
Good weekend to leave him, Jen. Good job. Yep. Smart move.
She said I'm not allowed to come home until after the Derby. She made that clear, actually. So I think I got the hint. I know Perfect. Where I stand. What about a little, to take us out today, what about a little Templeton Thompson on a song that she wrote for the Derby called Run for the Roses? Let's play the day out with that. Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, Jennifer.
Spay, neuter, gal. Everybody have a good Derby weekend. Go Yay. Badminton. Go, Elisa.
Go, Elisa. Go, Hannah Sue. She's our spotlight rider for WEG.
Born in the valley and raised in the trees of Western Kentucky on wobbly knees, with Mama beside you help you along. You'll soon be a growing up strong. All the long lazy mornings and pastures of green, the sun on your withers and the wind in your mane could never prepare you. So run for the roses as fast as
it's high time.